In front of the well, you can see the polygonal tower, which was built at the end of the 15th century or beginning of the 16th century. That is, at the time that the prior's residence was rebuilt. This tower has a spiral staircase leading to the reception room of the residence. This is a beautiful example of the Provençal late Gothic style. The interior of the priory is not open to visitors, except for certain events such as Les Nuits des Musées or Les Journées du Patrimoine. The pale building on your right dates back to the 19th century. As you go in, you will be entering the medieval room of the residence. It houses an exhibition on the history of Salagon. In conclusion, we can tell you that Salagon was sold as a national asset during the Revolution. After a number of changes in the 19th century, Salagon became the private property of a family of farmers. The family lived there until 1981, at which point the site became the property of the department. Le Conservatoire du Patrimoine Ethnologique de Haute-Provence was created there on the initiative of the association Alpes de Lumière. A museum was created exhibiting ethnographic collections relative to rural life. Salagon was renovated and important restoration work was started on the buildings, which lasted over 15 years. Ethnobotanical gardens have been developed around the monument. Thank you for your attention, and we hope you enjoy your tour of the monument, exhibitions, and gardens.